poll, wider spread of voters gravitating towards GOP due to beat inflation. By Wendell Hasebo on March 15, 2022. Inflation is driving Hispanic and Black voters towards the Republican Party, a Wall Street Journal poll revealed Monday. 35% of Black and Hispanic voters expressed a negative impact from President Joe Biden's inflation, according to the poll. Only 28% of white voters said the same. Black women and Hispanic men, both at 44%, reported the highest proportions of major strain among various demographic and gender combinations, the poll revealed. More specifically, voters who earn the least are most impacted by President Biden's inflation. For those who earn $60,000 or less, half revealed a financial strain from inflation. Only 13% of those earning $150,000 or more said the same. In 2020, the average household income for Black families was $45,000. The Hispanic household income was about $55,000. As a result, the Republican Party is gaining momentum among non-white voters. Among Hispanics, the poll showed the GOP leading by 9 points, while the Black vote has more than doubled, 27%, for Republicans. Breitbart News reported. It shows that the GOP has broken open a nearly double-digit lead with Hispanic voters since the journal's last poll in November, leading Democrats by 9 points, whereas back in November the two parties were tied with the key, growing demographic. Among Black voters, Republicans have more than doubled their support since the November survey. Back then, the GOP had 12% support in the Black community, a number that is consistent with national election results in recent years. But, now, in this survey, Republicans have a whopping 27% of Black voter support. With Black and Hispanic voters are gravitating towards the GOP as the midterm elections approach, the poll also found Republicans are trusted over Democrats by 17 points to manage Biden's inflation. 47% of voters trust Republicans to manage Biden's inflation, while only 30% listed Democrats. The Wall Street Journal poll sampled 1,500 voters March 2 to 7 with a margin of error of 2.5 percentage points. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo.